Oh my God, get a look at this place. Who let us in the front door?
Hachi Machi, the army of garbage invades Town Hall in New York City.
Gang, we're going to be there this week, Thursday, May 9th at 7 o'clock for a little stand-up comedy. And then we're going to play a little AYG with the crowd in one of the most iconic, most beautiful theaters in the city.
Ooh-wee, don't steal, not no smoking, no public urination. All tickets available at areyougarbage.com.
See you there.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite podcast. This is Are You Garbage? It's that little show we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out they're good to be classy.
Yeah.
Or they're just a big old piece of trash.
Trash, trash, trash.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful spring day. We're out back here at Tootie's in a new addition. Mm-hmm. She's in the backyard getting the grass cut, okay, planting her tomatoes,
mm-hmm,
plus a couple other crops, if you know what I mean. Huh? It's going to be a sticky fall, boys. My co-host is coming at you from across the table. This is what we call a family episode here, mm-hmm, at Are You Garbage. Just the boys, the bozos, and the homies. He's the CEO of Are You Garbage. He's an international businessman, and he's my best pal in the whole wide world. Let me tell you something. Next time you're reaching for a best pal, do yourself a favor, make it a kippy. Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what up, gang?
How you doing, pal?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
Twitter up!
Cooking. And obviously, the greatest website of all time, www.patreon.com/areyougarbage. You go over there, you get up to 3 bajillion hours worth of content. Up to and including the first video from the Ireland trip. Go check it out.
There
How
we go.
You doing up there? You got us landing. You got the Dublin. You got the
back
Guinness,
of the old country.
The Guinness factory. The whole nine yards. Check it the frick out. Then also this
what?
Week
Uh-oh.
Coming up. If you're listening to this, the week it comes out Thursday, May 9th. The boys are going to be at Town Freaking
oh.
Hall, New York City, New York. I'm talking Staten Island. I'm talking North Jersey. I'm talking Connecticut, Pennsylvania, the Poconos, wherever the fuck you are. Let's get there and party.
Little taste of the high life, baby. In the big theater. Huh?
Yeah.
Charlie Chaplin. A couple other guys.
Hank Aaron. He went to Sully's show there.
It's a matinee. How about a nice shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. Works the ones, the twos, the threes, and the fours. He crosses the T's. He dots the I's.
Mm-hmm.
It's T-Bone McScruffin. Toby McMullen, everybody.
What up, boys?
What up, T-Barnes?
Dude, loving the fit. Steamboat Hank, man.
You Thanks,
look,
pal.
You look like you could pilot a pontoon boat down a Ooh. Narrow alley, boy.
Yeah.
Running for the narcos.
You're the guy.
I had to keep my mouth shut. Got a nice condo in Miami.
Uh-huh. You look like the white guy who gets in with the narcos, for sure.
100%.
Yeah. Oh, and then there was El Gordo when it cuts to you.
Best Cessna pilot in the world. I don't know why they cast me as hot dog vendors and stuff. I could play computer guy. I could play CIA, detective, cop.
Nah.
Nothing.
It's just guys in various different glasses. It's just you in glasses for a nerd, you in aviators for a CIA guy.
Sure, put the tape on them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's cooking, boys?
Not much, buddy.
How you feeling?
I'm genuinely elated with this fucking town hall show coming up.
Excited.
It's truly nuts. You know, over the past week or two, we've been recounting our time here in New York, which led us to this magnificent theater, this magnificent show, and shout out to the mother freaking army of garbage.
We've bombed at every bar and shithole this fucking city has to offer.
And now I'm going to bomb in this gosh darn theater. How you doing?
Broadway, right? Is that on Broadway?
Technically, it's on Broadway. Woo-wee! That's what they say.
Just don't ask them to Google map it.
No. When you get to Broadway, make a right.
It's right
going.
There.
Keep going.
It's right on Broadway.
Right
off of Broadway.
Yeah.
Like, very excited, man. Can't wait. Shout out to all the bozos and the homies that got us here. We appreciate you, and we love you to death.
Yeah. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
I got a little bit of an update. I've been getting a lot of rash and a shart for...
Your hair.
No.
Eyebrows.
Okay. I don't like where this is going. I think it was in a Patreon episode. You guys were giving me a rash and a shit for... Not breaking down my boxes.
Yes.
I've switched.
Good.
And I'm upset about
it. Guys, living in a society.
No one's doing it. I'm the only guy doing it. Now I feel like a bozo. But I'm, I was getting messages and everything.
I don't understand how big of an area there could be where, I mean, you live in a big building.
Big building.
I mean, I know how many Amazon boxes I get delivered every day. Mm-hmm. Broad spending money like water.
That's a lot of hot dogs.
It's every day. The cat pookie. I got to go upstairs. I got to break it down. I take them right out immediately. Mm-hmm. I don't want them in the house. I leave the bigger ones in for a couple minutes because the kitty cat likes to play in them a little bit.
Yeah.
She don't care about whatever's in them. She just likes to get inside and snoop around. Then we do a fun thing where we close it up. We're like, oh, we didn't order this. And a little kitty cat in there.
Busy day over there, huh? Jeez.
Got a lot going on.
I just let them pile up.
Learn about the stock market or something.
I just let them pile up and turn my apartment into what's the thing?
Fort.
No. Obstacle course. Jesus.
For you or the cat?
Yeah, a little both.
All right, my time was 33 seconds. Let's see what you got. Go.
Beat that, pussy. You get stuck in one. So you switched over.
I switched over. I was always a very. I come from a very blue collar background. And
apparently
that's,
not.
That's that was. No one in the building does it, and I've said before, they take it from it. But I'm changing my ways. There's been a handful of times on this program where I have been anti something. I was anti Cruz for a long time. I'm pro Cruz. Mm-hmm. I was anti brushing your teeth in the shower. Now I'm pro brushing your teeth in the shower. I was pro breaking your boxes down until we moved to this building. They don't really do it, but the external pressures have made me change, and I'm a better man for it.
Does the piece know Amazon? Does she get deliveries and stuff? Can she make
my mom?
Yeah, can she order stuff on her own?
Sometimes it'll end up in like my place or something. Okay. You know, which happens to me too. You try to send something to someone else. Next thing you know, that's the new programmed address in there.
Because shout out to Patty Foley. She's really getting with modern technology. She's sending me things. I got you this thing on Amazon. It's for your knee. Had it sent up right to the house. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I remember when she got her first Amazon delivery, she was freaking out. Well, someone's going to steal it. I got to get home. It's on the front porch. Freaking out. Thought she had a sign for it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, packages back in the getting a package back in the day was a very
Someone knocking on the door?
No, not even that. Just like
freak out.
I bet you guys had bear traps in your front yard. No visitors allowed.
I remember eating one time. We were having it was like this time of year. It was like the spring. It was nice out. We had the screen door, the front door open and the screen door. And somebody, you know that sound that it makes when you knock on a screen door? It rattles.
A bit of a rattle.
Oh, we all grabbed a steak knife and
Wrong house.
It was like the mailman dropping off like a certified letter. Yeah.
Screen door rattle is bad, but the screen bungee sound, that spring.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll grind your teeth.
You ever
man.
Pinch your fingers in the thing that holds the screen
man.
Door?
Man, imagine remember figuring Woo! That out as an 8-year-old. Yeah. You felt like Einstein. I got it. I know how to turn it.
Yeah, you always got a pinky in there or something.
That and every sliding door that was ever been attached to one of the many homes my father transient to and from, the sliding doors always were off the...
Oh, the big sliding glass doors are like in the...
Like to the patio,
closet.
To the back. Yeah. You'd have to lift up the back and fucking shit. I learned that. That's how I thought all those doors opened for the first 10 years of my life.
Yeah.
You had to... You know, you're a 10-year-old throwing a shoulder into it because you weren't tall enough to get the leverage.
Sure. I remember my dog just scratching that. That's scratching the screen.
I think back at we had a couple of bad dogs, and man, Patches.
Rusty, right?
Rusty. Rusty was my mom's dog. Shout out to Beagle. Saved him from an SPCA. No big deal. Heroes.
Dropped him off a week later.
I tried to take him back because he started howling when he got in the car. My mom was like, I didn't sign up for this.
I thought one of us was a werewolf.
My dad was running a house after the divorce in our town so we could stay at the same school, like, you know,
sure.
Which I respect. He did they did everything to not to shake up the our day-to-day life. I mean,
wish they would have a little more.
Well, no, they did.
Shaking you up a little bit.
Trust me, they did.
What school would you have gone to? Was there anything on the table? You're a Council Rock kid?
Council Rock.
Council Rock South.
So it's straight to Harvard from there, right?
Sure. There or that or Kensington for Perkadoodles and Heron.
Abington High School you would have went to?
Nah, there was a few moments where my mom wanted to move even further north into like Doyle's, into like the boonies.
Pensbury?
I think I would have went to see one of the Central Bucks, CB Ooh. East or C. I think. I don't know.
I got a
know.
Cousin, young cousin, just graduated from there last year.
I remember being like, it ain't happening.
He's a
Tux.
Penn Stater.
Yeah.
He's a pride of the CB South football team.
Yeah, he's in the state penitentiary.
3-9.
He's a good kid. How dare you? A big fan of yours.
I know. I put money in his commissary every month.
Thanks for the noodles, long hair. You wouldn't have made it out there.
Where?
Out there.
I always
CB West, CB East.
I always had the card of
those kids would ate you alive.
I did. Why?
Pretty boy.
What?
Because they're hard knocking hillbillies out there.
They were country folk where I come from.
I remember when I was in high school. CB
was also the 70s. It was a little different.
CB West was petrified.
It was half in black and white too.
They were still using real leather on footballs. What are you talking
about? They were country back in the day. Those kids would.
I remember the first time I saw a kid wearing a flannel, like not Nirvana flannel, like this was a functional flannel, and I remember he had work boot, and he was like 15, I was like 10, I was like, God damn, this boy's a man. This boy's got hair on his balls, not me. There I was in my fucking Slipknot and MXPX t-shirt.
Bitching because your pizza's cold.
Get off my chain wallet. But one of the places my dad was renting, man, I would love to go back to this house. It was something special. Nice neighborhood, you know. I don't know who was renting that, but that was the first time I ever heard of anybody renting a single family home, which yeah. I don't think happens that much.
No.
People are living in those.
Contract killers usually do that.
Then this house was, dude, there was, you walked in, and there was a living room to the right, like the, not the family, there was like the nice living room.
Sure.
It would have been a nice living room.
The parlor.
Connected to a dining room. Mm. No furniture in either one of them for the whole time we lived there. No furniture.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded killer shit.
That's dad bouncing back type shit.
Uh-huh.
That, and then the family room was done. That was, and they had a kitchen table. It was real, yeah. It was real, like, stash house vibes.
Sure.
That's got cardboard box full of loose porn all written all over it.
A lot of canned goods. Chunky soup. A lot of diet root beer in that fridge.
No diet.
Hard pretzels.
Hard pretzels. A lot of breakfast for dinner or fast food.
Sure.
But we had...
Really?
My dad?
Yeah, fast food?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't cooking. He'd pick us up at, you know, he was supposed to pick us up at about 4. He showed up about 6:30.
Where, at the house or at school?
At the house. So, like, we would take the bus back to my mom's. And
you
then
got real lefty at school for a while, face.
That happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
To pull up
a couple of Michelob bottles floating around the floor of the car. Boy liked his Michelob.
Man, when that sun was going down and, like, they were late picking you up from practice or something like that, you felt like that was it.
Mm-hmm.
They're leaving you. Janitor coming out like, are they coming to get you?
I remember one time they were trying to lock up the school, and I was the last. I was the last. It was like 7 p.m.
Couldn't get you out of the cafeteria.
elementary school, because I was in a after school program because I was fighting with my brother and sister a lot because they were in charge of me. It was the fucking blind leading the blind, these goddamn assholes.
You were an after-school kid?
For a year, because it got so bad.
What, like cleaning erasers and stuff like that?
No, it was just like for kids whose parents worked late. It was like me and a couple of kids on medicine, if you catch my drift.
Eating all the leftover tater tots.
Just five kids trying to get a soccer game going.
That's exactly what I
was. Would you be in a classroom?
Nah, the gym. Ooh. / auditorium / the cafe-gymeterium.
/ nap room. Trying to sleep on those bleachers was a tough look.
Fucking smelling like hot dogs. Ugh. But there was a kid. I was a bigger kid, obviously.
Large gentleman.
And I was older. I believe I was in fifth grade probably at this point.
Big Kev run shit.
Nah, there was this dude.
Go see Big Kev.
Nah.
He's got all the Pop-Tarts. What do you need, raspberry?
There was a big second grader, Mark. This kid was big. Dude, he had that no haircut where the hair just grew straight out. You know what I mean?
I hated those kids.
Man, and he didn't know his own strength.
I wonder.
And we got into 2-3 tussles playing flag football. And let me tell you, he put me on my ass a couple of times.
Dude, those kids with the no haircut haircut. It was
he
like
had the big googly eyes and the gap tooth. You could, he can't. And he started picking up momentum. Ain't no stopping. No stopping Big Mark.
You mean like a kid that had a buzz cut if it just kept growing
kinda
out?
Kind of like Buzz your girlfriend. Like whoa. The buzz, like, kind of like, he was like a.
I always wonder what happened to those kids. Did their hair ever even out?
And
in
why
a way?
Did that stop happening? That's not happening anymore, I don't feel. You know what I mean?
Like only the antibiotics.
The electrocution
shit.
Look. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude.
That kid had, and he loved wrestling. Loved wrestling. And man, he would fucking. We would go toe to toe, me and him.
The kids nowadays, they are afforded and they're allowed to groom a little bit better than we did, I think.
Oh, yeah. We were in dirty fucking sweatpants and, you know.
Yeah. And I didn't know anything. I washed my hair every day when I was a kid. And it would be, like, staticky and just so bad. I didn't know about product or anything like that back then. Now they kind of know about that stuff. And the parents are a little bit more in tune with that stuff.
Yeah, I think everybody as a whole is a little more, you know.
Back in the day, it was all survival. Get in the shower. Hurry up. You got to get outside. You got to get the bus.
Mm-hmm. All hand-me-down clothes.
Sure.
There was points where I was wearing, me and my brother were the same size, which wasn't great for us because he's about 6 years older than me. I was a big kid.
Damn.
Yeah.
They hung a little differently, didn't they?
What?
Probably did a little stretching on the belly.
Yeah. Every now and then I get a couple of sweaters that fit.
You know what's funny? I just realized you're the only heavy set guy in
what
your family.
Fuck?
There's no real bigger people in your immediate family. From what I remember when I seen your dad, your brother's tight. Kid's a male model.
He
sister's
was.
In good shape.
Sister's in good shape.
Pieces. Nice.
Jesus Christ. Old woman.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have.
Then there's pork chop.
I have the Ryan jeans, which are a bigger bunch. They're all Sullivans.
Okay.
I'm Porky McPorkson. I'm nose tackle bread. You know what I mean, Daddy-O?
4-point stance for Ryan over here.
Blue 42, extra gravy on 3. Hi. Yeah. I'm more of that. It's well documented. All the Sullivans are like star athletes. Like
sure.
They're good. Like they're professional soccer players, and they're in very, very good shape. My brother had more of that. I was always more of my dad. My dad was a fatter kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then like at times would fluctuate. Now that you look back, I remember looking at uncles who are now my age. Mm-hmm. Like when I was like 10, they were like 36 or whatever.
Sure.
And they would get thin and bulk, like then puff up after like, and I'm like, oh man, I've gone through those same struggles.
Yeah.
I had it tight for 2 years and then you get let off and get on a booze.
I had uncles that were like, they did like a deal a meal or something like that. They would do like the Richard Simmons, like workout or something, not workout, like the deal a meal cards. Do you remember those?
Can you get eyes on Deal-A-Meal? It sounds familiar, but I don't know. Is that like a Nutrisystem type thing?
It was
thing?
Something like a Weight Watchers thing where you had different cards, different things you could eat, and it came in a book. It looked like a checkbook that you would get to check in at a restaurant, and you would move the cards around during the day.
Of like what you had. Oh, I had a serving of broccoli. Carbs here.
I remember my dad was on it for a minute.
This looks like the world's worst board game.
Yeah, it is.
Do not pass.
Who
go.
Did it? Was it Weight Watchers?
No, it was Richard Simmons.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, shout out to Simmons.
Loved him, man.
I couldn't wrap my head around him when
I was
like.
I used to watch his show in
so
the
did
morning
I.
every day.
It was a talk show, right?
It was a talk show.
The
set was great. It was so cozy and comforting, and he was just so positive and awesome all the time.
I loved me a nice gals talk show.
Oh.
The Rosie O'Donnell show when I was a kid. Man, she would make me giggle. As an 8-year-old boy, I'd sit down. I might as well have been sitting with my mom having a tea.
I used to watch Rosie when she was on VH1. I don't know if she introduced comedians or videos, but she had her own show on VH1, I thought. It was just her and like a screen. I can't remember what the format was, but she was a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
talented lady.
Of course.
Yeah, I remember loving that. Loving that. That was awesome. good piece of business.
Kev, let's talk about ButcherBox.
ButcherBox.
Now, sure, we all love the corner store, gang. Get down there, you get a gallon of milk, get a loaf of bread, maybe your lottery tickets.
Maybe a Lucy.
Couple of Lucy's.
Yeah.
Something to take the edge off. But what you don't want to do is get your meat down there.
No.
It's garbaggio.
You want gray ground beef? I don't think so.
That ain't blood.
No.
Kool-Aid.
Okay.
Do yourself a favor, gang. Get over to ButcherBox and get yourself some top quality meat. And I ain't talking about the Italian guy that lives next door. We're talking about wild caught. We're talking about free range. Talking about grass-fed beef. Let's go. Do yourself a favor. Get on ButcherBox.
Yeah, everything is humanely raised with no antibiotics or hormones.
None of that.
You'll even get recipe inspirations with guides, tips, hacks, and to get the most out of your box. The good folks over it, I call it the double B,
mm-hmm.
just sent me a crate of meat, baby. I got it coming out my ears. Shout out to you.
I'm dry over at the house. Let's go.
I might have got two boxes. I ain't knowing.
Sign up. Get some steak tips, you son of a bitch.
Sign up. Sign up. Let me get to the legal. Sign up at butcherbox.com/AYG, code AYG to get our special deal.
Mm-hmm.
ButcherBox is offering Are You Garbage listeners a special deal, plus $20 off your first order. Join today using our link, butcherbox.com/AYG, and use the code AYG. Do it.
I got two words for you, Pinhead. Aura Frames.
Mother's Day.
Aura Frames.
Lock
Mother's
it in.
Day. It's a done deal. Gang, do yourself a favor. You want to blow this broad's granny panties off?
Okay.
Get her Aura Frames.
Sure.
All right. You set it up. Digital photos right there. You can upload photos into it. You set it right in the counter so she can keep up with what the kids are doing. They got soccer practice. They're in the big game. They won the spelling bee, whatever it is. Aura Frames. Perfect gift.
Yeah.
For your ma.
Listen, none of us are good gift givers when it comes to our ma's or our wives. Listen, let's shoot me straight here.
We're bad people.
We've all whiffed. You know what I mean?
Woo.
This is a whiff-proof gift.
Mm-hmm.
You set it up. They're going, oh, my God, you love it. And then you lie to them. You go, I'll upload it. That'll buy you a little bit of good credit. You know what
but
I mean?
But you can already have it set up with pics right off the jump, which
I know.
Is tight.
But now you go, oh, this will be able to keep us close. Whatever these broads want to hear, you know what I mean?
Hit them.
Hang it on the wall. Show it off on the counter or table. You can even choose between a solid or matted frames, whatever suits the style of the crib.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off.
Damn.
Plus free shipping on her best-selling frame.
There you go.
That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code GARBAGE at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Of course. But that's neither here nor there. We digress, as we sometimes do.
Sure.
We're here for what we call a family episode, as I said. As you know, when you sign up for the old Patreon, you get a question read on the air. Let's do it.
This one's from Mr. Jones, $10 investor. Is it garbage that my dentist has a zin in while he works on me? That's you don't have insurance for sure.
That's
the case.
That's nuts.
That's because that can, like, he's leaning, that can fall in your mouth. He's leaning over, getting a look in there. That could, you know, they pop out from time to time.
You ever have any trouble with the dentist back in the day?
I remember one time I developed some sort of rash or cut on my face or something from the dentist.
It's all them Sour Patch Kids.
And my dad was like, hey, what's this all about? And he's like, that was there when we got. Like, he was like, really thought we were going to sue or something.
Oh,
like
shit.
That. But we knew him. He was like, I knew his kids. His kid, had a kid my brother's age. And then there was another one like my age. And like, he was in the kid. My brother and sister grew up playing sports at the Catholic school. So the CYO, they were part of the community. I was like the outlier. You know what I mean? Like, the divorce had happened at that point, and Danny has a game. We're all going to go to the field, go to the game. By that point, Danny and Sarah are older. I was just getting dropped off. Or like, hey, Matt's parents are going to pick you up and take you to the game. Ooh. I was a latchkey kid. They didn't like me.
Sure.
Had a bad attitude. You
played in a lot of dirt mounds behind home plate, I bet.
Man, nothing was better than a good dirt mound.
Great.
That or...
That and the big box, the big metal box that was behind home plate at Little League Fields, where they put
the
equipment.
The Knack Gang box.
Yes.
You get one of them open.
Oh.
Or which was real big as a kid, and it's like the little joys in life. There was like the big like community center. They had the football fields, baseball fields, basketball courts, like, you know, whatever. The whole... There was like 10 of everything. That's where you went. I think we called it the Civic Center. I forget. But there was a tennis court there, and sometimes there would be an extra ball like left
floating
over,
around.
Left over, and you could get your hand if it was like, oh, man. If you were the kid that got the tennis ball, Looking back, I'm like, it was a fucking a nickel. We could have, you want a tennis ball, you get a tennis ball delivered to your door right now.
Sure.
But having it as a fucking.
Not back then.
Playing Suey or whatever.
Yeah.
Woo.
It was a good time. I used to love playing on that dirt mound. That and snow piles. I'd bring my G.I. when it would snow and the truck would come by and push all the snow and make a mountain.
Of course.
Get all my G.I. Joes, get some Arctic operations going on. You know
what I mean? We got to secure this base.
Yeah, dude. Digging little holes, freezing guys in there.
Lost a lot of good men to frostbite that year.
Yeah, we did.
And
20
the
went out, 5 came back.
Yeah, but other than that, I don't think I ever had a... I got to get a new dentist. You have a dentist?
I got nothing. I need one. I got to get a cleaning.
I got to get a cleaning.
I know I have cavities, too. I got a bad hole in my back, tooth.
My wisdom
I just don't want to deal with it because it doesn't hurt.
You got your wisdom teeth taken out?
No, I have one that's grown in that's pushing my tooth forward.
Uh-huh.
It came in over like the last 6 years, and it hurt when it came in.
I got mine out. But they dug the crater out too deep on the
right
side.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me this.
So my back tooth has, like...
It's got a pit. Fell back.
Fell. It's, like, tilted
it's
back.
Catching a lean.
Buddy, I got a short rib trap back there now. It just catches it, dude.
I got
horrible. Fun getting that after the meal.
No. Mine's... Is yours completely in?
Yeah. My top left wisdom tooth is a halfway out.
Yeah, I got one... This one's broke, this one's kind of in, and then this one's like, he's halfway in. And this one was hurting all week.
Yeah?
You got to
get
those,
them pulled, dude.
You got to get them yanked,
dude. Oh, Tylenol, now it'll be all right.
You don't want to get them pulled?
Nah, put me under, play with my wiener and stuff? No, thank you.
I'd do that anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't trust a dentist to put me under.
I had a real bad dentist.
Right? I remember
dentist to put you under? No, they just give you laughing gas.
I think my dad went under.
That's an oral surgeon. A dentist isn't
Dude,
doing that.
I dropped my...
It's not like the broad that's taking the appointments is putting you under.
Either way, I want him to have the Zinn in. That way I know he's locked in.
There is something about a guy who catches a heater where I trust him.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know he's...
This guy's operating in the embassy, dude.
I remember when I had to get braces... Had a great dentist.
On your legs?
Yeah. I had a great dentist. Always cool. Love my hygienist. Dime piece of a lady.
Hop Rood.
Oh, man. The dental hygienist in the 80s and 90s. Hache mahache.
We never had that.
Woo! Man, when I was in high school, I went in tucking tails, looking fresh.
Really?
Oh, my God. She was smoking.
I don't think we ever had. I don't had anybody
Bleach
in that.
Blonde hair.
In those rolls.
Dynamite body.
Tried to
no shot with her. My mom was always sitting there talking about some rash I had on my...
on your from not wiping good enough or something.
If I
He's
could get
got
this
bad
one to stop
butt.
Eating, if I could get this one to stop eating his boogers, I'd be okay. Hey, Patty, why don't you go take a look at the car? Shut up. I'm trying to close
Here
ass.
Here for my huge wiener disease. Making stuff up.
But when they were shopping around for orthodontists, for my braces, which was an issue. They were so mad that they had to get me braces because I sucked my thumb and it was my fault.
That was Buck Teeth gave you that too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid had them bad. Do kids get that anymore?
What?
Buck Teeth?
I don't really know too many. None of the kids, I don't think, in the generation behind me in my family ever sucked their thumb or anything like that.
This kid we went to elementary school with had beaver bite, dude. These things were
from sucking his thumb?
I guess.
I sucked my thumb
attention.
Until like 6th, 7th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, freak you
fucked
are.
Up kid. Yeah.
I never did any of that, I don't think.
I didn't really stop doing it.
Heaters. Got on the heaters at a young age.
Cigars at age 2. Yeah, I didn't really stop until my teeth started to move. Does that make sense? It couldn't have been when I got my braces, because I don't think maybe it was. Because I had my braces for about 5 years, so I probably got them.
You had
in
braces
like,
for 5 years?
I was so bad with them. I had them up until my junior
year of
high school.
You have to get them, you're like actively have to stop them from working to have them for 5 years.
Dude, I was so bad. I would break them all the time. I wouldn't use the rubber bands, so they put in these things called Jasper jumpers, which were reversed. I've told you this before.
Yeah,
I don't remember
5 years. Though.
They were like little thin cables, and they were on like a little track. And if you opened your mouth real quick, they would catch. They were so medieval. It was brutal. I hated them. So I had them for a long time, and I don't think I stopped sucking my thumb until my teeth started to move. Then the thumb didn't fit right, so I stopped. But I used to love it. I would suck my thumb and pick my nose and rub the booger on my lip and rub it until I fell asleep. Ladies.
Whew, man, you are a lot.
Yeah, my orthodontist had some hot ladies in there too, buddy.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Talk about a trip down.
This was all after that. High school when the hygienist showed up. But Patty took me to this fucking low-rent dude who was like 90 years old. He had a club foot. And nothing against that, but he drug it. I swear to God, it was like Dr. Frankenstein's monster. He drugged the foot around the office, and he was like 100 years old. And I got out of there, and I started bawling, crying. I'm like, I'm not getting my shit from that guy. And we found Dr. Ginsburg, I believe.
I remember.
Top flight facility.
We, our guy, knew it, all new facilities, but whatever, his needle was like a little, it was old. So it was kind of like that yellow. It was like brass. It was the handle of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, the Novocaine.
He had an old Novocaine.
It was the one that had the two circles of metal on the
end. Like the brass.
Like the old timey tube joint?
Yeah, fuck it was, that. Dude. This thing was old. And fuck I remember, that. Like, as a kid, I felt like I was in that movie, The Burbs. Did you ever see that?
Of course. I just watched that. I
love that movie. But when he's like, oh, I have my tools or whatever. It was like,
Bruce Dern is great in that.
What one's Bruce Dern?
He's the military guy, the older
guy.
Oh,
he's great.
Yeah.
That was the first movie I saw where I was like, I was too young, but I'm like, this is an adult movie, but I'm in.
It's kooky.
I loved Hanks.
Yeah.
Man, that.
Bruce Dern's wife was tight.
That neighbor guy, the kid. The grandfather was scary,
Corey
obviously.
Corey Feldman.
No. The son of the German murderer.
I know exactly.
That
what you're
kid
about.
Was a little undercooked. If
that guy played everything. He was he would play gangbangers. I saw he was in tons of movies in the 80s.
Yeah, that guy skipped out. His skin. He was.
He had red hair. The redhead kid.
Yeah. Freakazoid.
Yeah,
man.
It's a good movie. Very quirky.
Yeah.
Is that what's his name? Who did Batman?
Tim Burton.
Is it? It feels like a Tim Burton movie.
Could be.
It's got real Tim Burton vibes, but not all the way. Like halfway Tim Burton.
Little zany.
Kooky choice for Hanks, I would say. Carrie Fisher played his wife.
I love that movie. That was the first movie they played a lot on like Comedy Central or something where I'd be in it to
cult
win it.
Cult classic, I believe, how you would categorize that.
All right, this one's from Jared. New $10 hoagie here. Never
there
had
you go.
One red. Is it garbage if your mom's signature gravy is made from Pepsi? Think about it. If you reduce it, it's probably pretty good, right? Because you just add like whatever and then cook it down. So you got to think it's just probably a dark sweet gravy.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Your dad ever do beer can chicken?
Nah.
At the house?
My dad never cooked like my dad
your,
never
your mom
cooked.
Ever do beer can chicken?
No, she's a refined lady, not some fucking $2 bar fly.
Box of wine turkey?
We were a big box of wine family.
Yeah, beer can chicken.
The one time Sutter Home, we were a big Sutter Home family. And we were the bottles, and then when they linked up with the breast cancer like Susan G. Komen, they started making pink,
sure.
Square, like, you know, not the big box. They were like kind of individual.
Little midweek bangers for mommy's happy juice.
Man, her and my stepdad would crush those.
He would drink wine?
He got heavy on wine, a little too much.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he switched to wine. And then, he got heavy on the wine.
Zinfandel? A white Zin?
White Zin. And then
trash.
That was Nisi wine for a long time, and then she switched over to Cavit. A Pinot Grigio from Cavit.
Sure.
That's still Nisi wine.
There you go.
We were at a BYOB place, and I didn't realize it was BYOB, which, like, they seem fancy to me.
BYOBs?
Yeah, I don't know why. I feel un...
They're trashy.
Yeah.
We had a cooler in one time.
Oh, yeah, I've done that. I've taken beers to BYOB, which I don't feel right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is what... They were IPAs. I wasn't, you know, cracking schlitz.
We went to a hot pot joint not that long ago that still didn't have their liquor license, so they're like, you run across the street, grab some beers if you want. So I went and got some of that super dry I never say it
Asai
right.
Asai or whatever.
The Japanese ASAI. Beer. Ooh, man, they put them in a champagne bucket with ice. Oh.
I pulled up to a BYOB that was close to my apartment and just grabbed random beers from the fridge. So it had like a PBR.
A mix match, yeah.
High life.
One was open.
Yeah, dude.
That's a bad look.
Drinking out of a coffee mug.
That's a tiff look. But I spent, I forget what it was. I don't know anything about wine. I ran in. She was like, get a bottle of red or something. I think we were doing Italian. So it was right next door. I ran in. I just grabbed like the first bottle that I saw. And she was like, whatever it was, it ended up being like $18 a bottle or something.
That's expensive.
I don't know. In my head, it's like, we were in Pennsylvania.
That's a pricey bottle of wine.
And so I didn't know. And so the next day she was like,
for a single mom on a fixed income.
Sure. So she told my brother, like, oh, Kevin bought, I'm making up a name, it was Foley's wine. Why don't you grab a bottle of that? So he was like, this shit's like $21 or whatever. And she called me and yelled at me for spending that much on the 20 bottle of Cabot's $9.99 in the fridge, which I don't know anything about wine, but I feel if you're buying cold wine already, it's trash.
No, that means you're drinking it right there.
I don't know.
They keep them chilly in there, too. Man. Tell you that.
Learned that at an early age. Niecy's wine is always in the cooler. Don't even look at the shelves.
She wants that ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
When we were in France, my dad got into the box wine, and I was like, box wine? What are you doing? And he goes, buddy, all of the wine is better here. And I was like, this guy's a genius.
Yeah, that's probably...
You go to France and you're drinking box wine?
No, but think about it, Foley. The box wine there, that's still French amazing wine.
Sure.
And now you got a gallon of it.
And no pesky bottle.
And now you got a gallon of it. Kev, let's talk about Rocket Money, baby.
Rocket Money!
Kip, do you like saving money or like throwing money down a drain every month? You tell me.
I like throwing money down a drain. Do you have something that can fix that for me?
Well, for the folks out there that don't, Rocket Money can straighten you out. You're signed up for all these subscriptions that you don't know about. Rocket Money goes through, sorts them out. Hey, I want this, I want that. What the hell am I involved in this for? Boom, they take care of it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users.
Hachi machi.
And has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions.
What?
That's nuts.
Who's wetting their beak on that?
Saved members. You are the end user. Saved members up to $740 a year when you're using the app. That's a weekend getaway. That's fantastic. Rocket Money is seriously amazing. You can cancel your unwanted subscription with just a few taps. We were actually just out somewhere on the road. T-Bone got alert about Rocket Money and you canceled. Remember that? You go, Rocket Money just hit me up. 2-3 taps. Cancels the door. It's out the door.
There you go.
They have a dashboard that shows you the month's spending compared to the previous month, the whole 9 yards. If you got a fast food addiction, shout out to the big guy. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/garbage. That's rocketmoney.com/garbage. One more time, rocketmoney.com/garbage.
Go in. Kip, let me talk about Tushy. Yeah. Some might know it as a bidet, but in the States, we call it Tushy.
I call it a bidet.
Yeah. Down here in Nashville, Tennessee. Gang, do yourself a favor. Stop wiping your ass with toilet paper. You're just smearing it around. Get a Tushy.
Unless that's your kind of thing.
Clean it up and freshen it up.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I did was put that thing in over there. It took me 2 seconds, too.
Yeah, they got a 3-stream nozzle with Total Clean and anti-corrosion carabiner and a keyring. What the hell?
Carry it around with you?
This is a goddamn Batmobile over here. They have an air mesh bag. You can carry it discreetly. Okay, there you go. You let it set it up. The travel tush. There you go.
I like that. Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's all right.
Whether you're at a grimy bar in a porta potty, you're doing your business in a bush somewhere. Goddamn. What is this, civilized society? No pooping on the streets.
Now you can.
Yeah, bidets are fantastic. It's one of those things, and we're big on products that you don't know. You're like, oh, that's a thing. And then you try it. You go, oh, my whole life has changed. Yeah. The one little thing turns around. You've been doing shit wrong your whole life.
Plus, you're saving on toilet paper. You're not throwing those disposable wipes down the drain.
Yeah.
And you're fresh and clean, man.
And stop wiping till you bleed. Join the 2 million butts who have already made the switch to Tushy. For a limited time, are you garbage listeners? Mm-hmm. Get a 10% off your entire order with code garbage at HelloTushy.com. That's 10% off your whole order. You wet your beak and wet your butthole at HelloTushy.com. HelloTushy.com. Promo code garbage.
Dude, I got served up the old school commercial for a thing you were talking about recently, the Coors Party Ball.
Okay.
That thing is incredible.
Yeah,
you've never seen it?
I had never seen it. It was like, TikTok, Instagram. They just sent me the old commercial. It's awesome.
It was just like the dark plastic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a bunch of them made a switch to that.
It was a keg. The little keg.
Yeah, it was a quarter
keg.
They
don't have to worry about bringing it back or anything like that. That's how they got you.
Do you remember the mini kegs?
Heineken?
Little bangers.
Heineken had them. Vinny with the skinny liked
them.
They
were always brought out at Christmas for some reason.
They never were. Like the weird pump. It never worked. Never fucking worked.
I always thought it was for change or it was like a bank or something. You know what I mean? Like,
ain't
I
no
was,
money in this thing.
It was a novelty thing.
Yeah.
I only fuck with Heinekens in bottles around the holidays. That's when you have a nice Heineken. A Heineken in a cooler on a back porch in the winter hits different for some reason.
They well get documented, like
a couple
never
extra degrees colder.
Not for me. Feels like I should have a button-up shirt on or something. I don't.
You should. They're nice.
No.
They pair well with a nice steak, too, because they have that musky finish.
Nah.
Nice steak.
Give me a PBR.
Ugh. Trash.
What? We went to we ate at the hotel when we were in Boston, whatever, last week or so, and it was a fancy place in the hotel, and the chair it was more like recliner chairs like
I
that.
I hate that shit.
I was thinking, dude, and then this is how stupid and uncomfortable I am in these situations. I'm trying to scooch the chair in, and it's not going. And I look back, and I have the area rug wrapped up in my fucking... Dude, I was like, I don't belong in this place.
You got the tablecloth tucked into your shirt.
Dude, it was brutal.
Yeah.
All fancy guy, and I just... Just give me a fucking corner bar with a... That shit's so lost.
We were somewhere where we ended up going to a high top. I want to say it was when we were in Atlanta. Remember the seating at that place in Atlanta... Where we made your own beers.
Mm-hmm.
There was the high top.
Make your own beer.
And then there was the couch.
You walk in and they just hand you a fistful of barley.
Yeah. You got an apron on all this.
Ready
one
in
those...
3 weeks. But there was somebody had recommended, let's just sit in the couches. But we were going to eat. There's nothing worse than that.
Oh, it's awful.
Dude.
I agree.
Awful.
I agree.
Trying to hold your little plate and be whatever. No. Fuck that. I don't like a high top. I'm on record. I don't love a high top.
Yeah. There's very few seating arrangements you do like.
I like a big. I like seats at like a corporate place.
You like Texas style seats.
I like Texas style seats. I do.
If it's a booth, it's got to be a big booth with a movable table.
Yeah, table's got to be able to move. Yeah, I don't have to.
I've sat down many a time with
you. Screwing shit to the floor? What, zero gravity here? A little flexibility.
Man, remember we sat at that place in
Austin.
That's
why, hold on. I'm sorry to cut you off. But that P.F. Chang's, that was crazy. You're serving the mounds of Chinese food, and you got skinny booths? That's nuts.
I got to say, that P.F. Chang's was, man, they know, as a corporate establishment, they know what they're doing. That is right up my alley.
I saw you eat a piece of sushi.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I saw you go into that California roll a little bit.
Nah, it was a crab rangoon.
Ah.
Fucking goon squad was out.
Yeah, the rangoonies.
I got the goons with me.
The rangoonies.
We doubled up on that Ooh, crab.
I like a light rangoon with a light crispy outside. I don't like when they're thick.
I like bursting
with flavor.
Anything fried with some sort of sweet chili on it, sign me up. The kid is in.
That sweet chili's making
anything
making
that I put in my mouth, I go, ooh, what is that? And someone goes, that's strawberry something. I'm in.
Can I say something here?
Hit me.
Why is the rangoon exclusively crab? Why can't we get a chicken rangoon? Why can't we get a steak rangoon? It's cream cheese. It's delicious with everything.
I don't know. Get eyes on the other types of rangoons.
You're not wrong.
It is primarily, you see, the crab.
It's the only crab.
Huh.
A steak rangoon.
I feel like they've really picked up over the past 2 or 3 years, too.
Yeah, they're big.
PR people on them are cooking.
They're big. They're big.
I know.
I've had a couple where they have real crab meat in them. Doesn't hit the same as the fake stuff.
I always just assumed it was real.
No.
Damn.
No, it's not. It's that fake. That ain't good. I saw them how they make those crab sticks. The imitation crab meat, it's...
Tilapia.
Tough. No.
The imitation crab meat is fish.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's like a paste.
Oh, yeah. It's just all chopped up. It's like ground beef.
Ugh, it's just faces, man.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's no good.
I'm eating crustaceans. I'm fine with it. Ate them.
No good.
All right, let's see here. This one's from Ryan. You got something or no?
Buffalo chicken Rangoon's
Lex,
recipe.
Whoa.
Come on.
But where's that's just that? A buffalo.
Where's that? It's a recipe.
Wow.
You that drop would a pin be... on that? That's, but that's just like an egg roll type thing at that point. What makes it a Rangoon?
The cream cheese filling. Otherwise, it's just wonton.
But most of the buffalo chicken dip has that all. That's all cream cheese.
It's all cream cheese.
Yeah, but it's not. But it's not in the wonton wrapper.
But I would argue, then what's in like a not a taquito, like an egg roll.
Sure.
They gotta have some sort of cheese in there.
Hey, buddy,
you there's no cheese
just in
a
buffalo
egg
chick.
You want to go toe to toe with China?
Buffalo
you...
chicken egg rolls.
Yeah,
yeah, it's got cream cheese in it.
That's
probably
what I'm saying. So maybe. Anything you're getting buffalo chick, probably I would go out on a limb. A lot of it has cream cheese in it. So then it's just the container.
Hmm.
I love buffalo chicken, man. I love it. I love it. It's so good.
I think one of the most underrated things on the planet is a buffalo chicken wrap. You get a good one of those, you're all right. And 9 times out of 10, they do them okay.
Cold?
No.
Hot?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you. I don't
yeah,
know what you're doing.
Great. Love a buffalo chicken wrap.
It's, man, it truly is. If it's the right consistency, the right amount of everything, God damn. That came out of nowhere, too. I wasn't around in the 90s.
What?
Buffalo chicken dip?
No.
That was
that's
early
2000s. Yeah, that's
that, when that. My sister started making that in about, I was in high school. I remember the first time I had it. She was living in a townhouse. She had her like friends over, and I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like probably 19. They're like, oh, come over. Like there was like an adult party. And she threw out that. I said, a good night. My fat ass was posted up in the kitchen. In the kitchen.
How do you operate in those situations? Because we have two events in the Foley household a year that's heavy apps. Like heavy. It's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
You pull
Day.
Up a chair to the table?
Well.
You have. I'm sure
I have,
you have
a track record.
Sure.
Excuse
I,
me.
Are
you subtle? Or when you go in, are you going in? I don't know where the line of embarrassing is.
It depends who's there.
But I've crossed it.
So this just happened. This was at last Christmas. I don't know if I mentioned this. Instead of they had the buffalo chicken dip, which I love, well documented, just said.
My cousin Kelly makes it. It's so good.
They had a sausage and cheese, kind of like a sausage queso.
Yeah, I remember you telling me.
But not queso, like more buffalo chicken dip. It was heavy on the sausage. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it wasn't like cheesy.
Chunky.
Buddy, you've never made more sense in your life.
Dude, I'm sitting there eating the buff, right? Because I go to what I like, and I don't know what that is. And I ask my Uncle John, I go, what's that? He's behind the bar. I'm on the, either on the serving side of the bar. I'm over here. There's about 5-6 guys holding court. I go, what's that? He goes, buddy, try it. And I never looked back at the buffalo chicken dip. I mean, I ate the whole bowl. And at that point,
the whole bowl,
a lot of it. Yeah. What was left? I'll say that. At that point, I'm in front of my uncles and my cousin. There's no, I go, guys, I'm drunk.
That's easy company.
This is happening. This and everybody, I got to stay away from that. But if it's the ladies, I'll try to not be not that I'm trying to sexually impress them, but I'm
sure.
Not, I just, you know, I don't want to be uncouth.
I turn my back while I stuff my hole.
Yes.
I've had other moms that have made the dip or whatever it was that I was crushing at a party be like, hey, slow down.
Really?
Oh.
Dumb bitches.
Brutal.
That's crazy.
You're getting cut off on dips?
Yeah. I've been cut.
That's rude.
I've been cut off on shrimp cocktail.
Hey, put that plate down and give me your keys.
Well, that's fair. I'll give
you. You ain't driving, are you?
I'll give you a shrimp cocktail. That's a limited number, and like everybody should have three of the, or like have the option to have three of them.
I get
you
around.
You can't be sitting there like a seagull.
I do. I get around shrimp cocktail, and everything goes white. I swear to God, dude, I go nuts. I can't stop the coldness of it, the bite of it, that cocktail sauce. Yeah, I've been. Multiple times.
That's not good.
My mom, my aunt, like, hey, stop, okay? No, people aren't even here yet. And like a half of it's gone.
Yeah, I've done
whatever.
That, I've done that redesigning of a plate that I got into too much.
Oh, sure.
You have to spread out the cocktail weenies or whatever to make, you know, thin them out a little bit. Been there.
A lot of lettuce. Move that around a little bit.
A crock pot full of cocktail weenies.
How you doing?
Oh, we're having a nice time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Back to the original question. That has something like that in it. That does have like soda.
It's like a barbecue sauce almost.
Yeah, that's got.
Yeah, it's like a sweet, tangy,
heavy brown sugar. I think you could make those with like orange juice or something like that. You could mix that in there. But gravy. Back to the guy.
Sure.
It's nuts.
I mean, it makes sense. Let's see if we can get gravy with soda. I'm sure it's probably.
I got nothing on Pepsi gravy.
Really?
Hmm.
Which is shocking.
I thought this was America. Coca-Cola gravy.
Okay.
Yeah.
The drippings?
Three cup. Oh, let's do this. Rant and Rave's recipes. Let's get into the nitty gritty. Coca-Cola and orange gravy.
Coca-Cola and orange gravy.
Orange juice, probably for the.
Sure.
You know, 3 cups orange juice, half a cup of brown sugar, quarter cup maple syrup, 1 can of Coca-Cola, pinch of salt and pepper, 3 pounds of, Jesus Christ, melted butter, 3 pounds of, or three tablespoons of flour. That's.
Hold on. There's no drippings in it? There's no, like, the juice from whatever meat you're cooking?
Apparently not. Or maybe do you add that?
That's just icing.
Oh, no, you pour that over a ham. Now we're talking.
Oh, okay. All right. Nah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I saw some soda pot roast and such, but nothing that was just gravy.
Nah, that makes sense. Hmm. You don't like a ham.
I don't love a ham.
A spiral butter, what are they called?
Butterfingers? No, they're a little. Yeah, it's just not my cup of tea. It's a little stringy at times. It's a little tough. I'm not saying I'm not anti-ham, but I like, typically, it's not the only thing that's being served, and I like the other stuff better.
You put out a spiral ham around the Foley's, it's like piranhas got into it.
Sure.
Nothing but
just
bone.
Just a big dust ball and then bone left.
And then someone's taking that bone home to make navy bean soup.
Now you got stew going.
Now you got stew going, baby. You got stew going, baby. Take that home, cook it up with a little bit of water. Yeah, still going, baby.
All right, this one's from Ryan. $10 bozo, first time, long time. Is it garbage to buy a USB cable long enough to charge your cell phone outside of your motel room so you can smoke a heater and be on your phone?
How you doing?
That's... I respect that. And it's tough to come across those cables that are long enough. What I would do in my real dirtbag times, which I was obligated to do, you go extension cord into the charger. That way you have 20 feet.
Sure. I don't.
And you can walk around. It's a cord. You're back to a rotary phone, but still.
I've not been jammed up with charging my phone in a couple of years. Because ever since they got that big one, the what do you call it, Lightning? That thing charges in like 10 minutes.
Gets there quick.
And I feel like the phones hold charge longer. If you're on your phone that much, first of all, in a motel, ripping heaters.
What else you got going on?
It's got drugs written all over it.
Waiting for a hooker.
Or some elite road dogging.
Sure. That's
what's road dogging?
Road dogging. Get out on the road, traveling.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I respect the move. You want to have a heater? You want to distract yourself a little bit? Check on your apps. Check your fucking whatever.
I get it.
I'm totes with it, dog.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. This one's from Vinny. Is it garbage to take your family of four out to lunch but get one fountain cup and split between the four of us? P.S. We had the little ones go for refills.
Jesus.
If you got to do it, you got to do it. There ain't no shame in the game.
Bite and sip, though?
I guess you're not biting and sipping. A lot of floaters in there. Oh, man.
Man.
Would.
If you're hemmed up, you're hemmed up.
If you're hemmed up and you got to do it, you got to do it. I'm not throwing shade here.
Drinking Mountain Dew like it's communion.
Yeah, but at that point, just ask for the water cups. You know what I mean?
In the name of the Father, the Son, and Mr. Tony Hawk.
I would just say, hey, give me one drink, and then the kids are going to have, like, let me get two water cups for the kids and let them get Sprite or whatever.
Yeah.
Something that looks like water.
Oh, yeah, that one's going to yell at them.
I was down at the AMC. I got a soda and a cup for water. And it was a non-transparent water cup, and I was like, man, talk about a security breach.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Wait, why'd you get a water cup?
Because I wanted some water.
Did you get a soda, too?
I did, yes.
He hydrates.
Why didn't you use the cup to put water in it, slug it down, and then fill it up with soda.
Because I'm not in any mall.
Huh. I don't know how I feel about that. You got a soda and a water cup. Why don't you just get a bottle of water?
Because I just wanted a cup of water. Huh. I didn't want to pay $9 for a bottle of water at the old movie theater down here.
Also, Dasani, usually.
Yeah, man.
Coca-Cola.
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either.
I like Aquafina.
I don't mind it either, but it's very rarely, that's probably usually not cold enough. Those Dasani bottles don't get cold enough, really.
I have a proposal, which I think would end all this stuff. I don't really think that we should be charging for soda anymore. It doesn't matter. It should be unlimited. And as much as you want, you can have. Like, if you go into Chipotle with three people, if you want to get one soda and share it, we're halfway there. You put it out there where everybody can fill it. They're obviously not making any money off of it. The soda's a gimme. That's like getting people into the casino.
I don't think that's the analogy. No one's going into Chipotle for soda.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody does the water cup and just steals the soda anyway. Everybody's stealing the soda.
First of all, not everybody's doing that. That's not the case.
You get free refills at the movies. So, like, what's the point?
Because you're paying $7 for the fucking thing.
So don't bust everybody's balls is what I'm saying.
I don't think anybody's... Dude, they know what's happening. No one's busting their balls for it. When was the last time someone's ever been called out for putting soda in a water cup? No, that doesn't happen.
Chipotle, they do it all the time. Like Nazis.
When? When was the last time you were in a Chipotle and saw that happen? Never. You would have told me. That would have been a story.
It was last week.
Okay, here we go. This is just you've made something up in your head.
We were there together, Toby.
Remember, you had your water and your soda?
I'm just saying it's too much.
What's too much?
We shouldn't be charging for soda.
For refills.
Yes.
No one's charging for refills.
But they limit you.
When? Where?
Pizza places have signs up, one refill or no refills.
That's because people abuse it. And they come,
That's what I'm saying.
Well, people are like, I bought a soda 3 days ago. Let me get a refill. That's different. If you go, let me get it, top me off. Don't top y'all.
You also got to remember who you're talking to. He's been cut off on shrimp.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm not talking to a normal American here. I'm talking to a goddamn communist. You want free soda? Oh, you want free healthcare too? Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's... that's never been a problem.
Soda should be. Kippy, I got some literature in my car that'll turn...
really turn your worldview. Shout out to Ned Isakoff.
Isakoff.
He named names. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. This one's from Brandon. Are you garbage if you were riding in your friend's car with his mom and she looks at him and says, get me a cig ready, which means he lights it, takes a drag, then hands it to his mom.
Whoa.
That
dad is nowhere around.
No, that kid's riding shotgun with no seatbelt at 7 years old.
Jesus.
That's a bench seat in a car, too, for sure.
Man.
That's tough, man. He said, P.S., they're both still cranking heaters. You can't, listen, I've been talking about this, you can't bounce back from that. If you're lighting your parents' cigs, you don't stand a fucking chance, dude.
Yeah.
You don't stand a chance.
When she asks for a beer, he stabs it so she can shotgun it.
Key me up a beer. And put them lines out on the dashboard, will you?
That's
tough.
You got
a long drive ahead of it.
That's, yeah.
That's crazy.
I mean, like, I think back why, because I'm, like, trying to get off the heaters. It's like, I just never, dude, between the parents, my dad and stepdad, the two guys you look up to, they're smoking in the house, they're smoking in the car. It's like, it just, you're done.
It's not even that. With that, you're getting the actual nicotine in your bloodstream, so your body's becoming addicted to it at such a young age. You know you're getting a little bit of that in when you light a heater.
Yeah, but I think it's like it's also like...
Of course.
When you light a heater, yeah. But I mean, like, it's also just so normalized. Like, I think there's like some crazy... It's like 95%... You have a 95% chance of smoking heaters if your parents did in the house.
Mm.
And everyone smoked heaters. Then Danny did. I'm in on that. Cool guy smoking cigs. Heaters.
Heaters and buffalo chicken dip. Never had a shot, did you, Tubby?
The Kevin Ryan story, dude.
Smoking cigs with your friend's parent is weird.
The first couple of times.
Yeah.
When they were okay with it. A lot of the rule for us was 16.
Yeah. I did ketamine with my friend's dad, and that was all right.
Jesus Christ.
Yikes. Left that out of your resume, didn't you?
Hey, man.
When were you a truck driver?
I was in Ohio on St. Patrick's Day. What do you want from me?
Wow.
snorting it?
Oh, yeah.
The dad was snorting ketamine?
Yeah, in the back of my friend's
car. Let's not say dad. That was a dude you were hanging out with who happened to have a kid that you knew. He was no sort of father figure.
That's crazy.
Yeah, off a CD case.
Wow.
In the back of a
Mitsubishi. What was the CD? Do you remember?
I don't. It was quite dark.
Okay.
That's fair enough. To do it, though.
Yeah, I would assume either 311 or Bob Marley's Greatest Hits.
Those things were tricky to navigate in a car, especially moving at high speed.
What? A CD case?
Yeah.
What?
And you were doing things on
it's like bowling without bumpers.
I remember the first time I saw, I probably said this, my brother used a upside down frisbee for rolling while driving.
That's good.
Yeah, so it didn't, you hit a little pothole or whatever.
Yeah, it's good.
Doesn't flop out.
Tap it out the window. Cops come. Hey, buddy, we just like a little bee, huh?
Just throw
flicking
it.
The bee.
That ain't bad.
We need a third for the back nine. I remember seeing that. I was like, why do you have a it was a Commerce Bank that he got, like, it was like a promotional giveaway. Commerce Bank frisbee. What the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
You're eating cereal out of it.
My buddy had like an encyclopedia of all of the different popular strains of weed at the time, and I was like, this is the stupidest book you could ever have in a car.
Oh, that's just reading.
Yeah. I like getting high. My autobiography.
There's no weed in the car, I swear. All right, let's see here. Shout out to this. This is from Gage. First time, long time. Is it garbage if while on vacation to Fort Lauderdale, you go out of your way to visit a Wawa for the first time? Was not disappointed.
There you go.
P.S. Have you ever made any special trips for dumb or silly places on family vacations?
We went out of our way to hit a Buc-ee's, I think, for the first time. Did we not?
I wouldn't say out of our way, but
we made sure we stopped.
If you're in the South, we make sure we stop. If we're stopping, we're stopping at a Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
For sure. I love them. I love the idea of them. They're great.
In a couple months, we're going to be back down here.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
What's that run is?
June, I think.
Yeah, June like 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, something like that. It's New Orleans, Houston, and Dallas.
There you go.
And before that, we got Portland.
Seattle,
which are about to be gone, guys.
There's and Toronto.
There's a handful
Vancouver.
Of tickets. Then
Vancouver.
We added a second show in Vancouver.
Nice.
Get them tickets.
Be good to get back into a Buc-ee's.
I remember in college, every Friday and Saturday night, we would talk about how on Sunday we were going to go to the White Castle from Harold and Kumar because it was in like upstate Jersey. It was in North Jersey somewhere. So we'd be drunk like tomorrow. Well, we're all getting up, 10 a.m.? We're gonna borrow Murph's car or whatever, you know what I mean? Never materialized that, and my boys wanted to go to, what did they always go to in the Office? Was it a Chili's or a Ruby Tuesdays?
Never really watched the program.
The Office?
Not really.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember where they were.
There was one of them, or it was whatever. It was one from that, as you pick your fingernails and throw it on the ground.
It's in my hand.
You were just about to release onto the ground.
No, I was not.
Why did you
I'm
put
playing
it on?
With it.
Oh,
because
that's
I realized
worse.
I realized I did it, and I wanted to hide it. Oh, thanks for God. Blowing me up.
Well, how am I? I'm sitting there talking to you. I see. Oh man, you're gross. Whatever.
But you can't take a fingernail off. What the hell's wrong with you?
We're in the middle of we're broadcasting here,
and
you have bigger priorities.
It was bothering me. It felt weird on my finger, so I just got rid of it. I wasn't going to throw it on the ground.
But no one believes that in the history.
I just put it down because I realized I was playing with it.
There's no listener in the world that thinks you weren't about to throw that on the ground.
Put it in your LaCroix in a minute.
You eat it real quick.
I will eat it.
But yeah, no, I don't think that I've ever gone out. We really wanted to hit that White Castle. We will hit a Buc-ee's.
I don't know what to do with this fingernail now.
We got to wrap it up anyway. Let's go. Got to get you out of here.
Gang, we love you to death. New York City, come see us in Town Hall. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.